亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 今天晚上是平安夜。
Beloved brothers and sisters, this is the silent night.
愿我们一同享受, 基督里面, 真正的平安。
Let's come and enjoy the true peace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一同低头来祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父上帝,
Heavenly Father,
我们把荣耀颂赞归给你。
We give all the blessing and honor and glory to you.
因为从永远到永远, 你是神。
Because from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
你按照你荣耀的形象创造我们。
And you have created us in your glorious image.
叫我们里面有公义、圣洁和真理的知识。
That we can have the knowledge of righteousness and holiness in us.
可是我们却离开你的面。
But we have departed from your face and headed to the path of destruction, to the path of death.
求你今天按照你的怜悯和慈爱来对我们的心说话。
May you speak to us in your mercy and your love.
让我们看到那一位在马槽中的婴孩。
So we can come all see this baby in the manger.
是你拯救的记号。
Is a sign of salvation.
是你与我们同在的记号。
Is a sign of Emmanuel, God with us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
在他降卑的样式当中。
And in his example of humility.
看到你充充满满的有恩典和有真理。
Help us see the fullness of your grace and your truth.
就住在我们的中间。
To see that you live among us.
我们把荣耀颂赞归给这位马槽中的圣婴。
May all the blessing and honor be to this holy child in the manger.
如此祷告, 奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen. 亲爱的弟兄姐妹, 我们会看到 这个世界总是在抹去圣诞节真正的意义。
Brothers, we see that this world is trying to wipe out the true meaning of Christmas.
无论是通过逼迫教会的方式,
whether it's through the means of persecution of the church,
还是通过把圣诞节商业化的方式,
or through the commercialization of the Christmas.
在今天这个重要的日子,
at this important time,
让我们回到圣经,
let's return to the Bible.
来重新思想圣诞节真正的意义。
So that we can meditate upon the true meaning of Christmas.
当天使给牧羊人报信的时候,
when the angels proclaimed the news to the shepherds,
圣经这样记载到, 圣诞节是一个记号。
And the Bible said that this Christmas is actually a sign.
这是一个什么样的记号呢?
What kind of a sign is it?
这是
A sign of Emmanuel.
这个马槽里的婴孩,
the baby in the manger.
裹着布,
wrapped in swaddling cloth.
告诉我们三件非常重要的事情。
Tells us three important things.
第一,
First,
这是一个流浪的记号。
This is a sign of wandering.
从人类堕落的开始,
And ever since the fall of humanity,
人就离开了上帝的面,
we have departed from the face of God, and we have started our wandering.
亚当离开了上帝的面,
Adam departed from God.
上帝问他, 亚当你在哪里?
And God asked him, Adam, where are you?
而亚当的意思就是人。
And we know the meaning of the word Adam is man.
人从此就失去了在上帝面前的位分。
And then we, since then, man has lost its identity and position before God.
从此以后,
and ever since then,
亚当和他的后代就在大地上流浪。
And Adam and his offering has started wandering on the earth.
和野兽搏斗,
and fighting the beasts,
辛苦的劳作,
and toiling in the fields,
我们中国的先民也是如此。
Even the early Chinese people were like that as well.
诗经里面记载说，日出而作，日落而息，七月流火，九月受益。
And there were sayings from the ancient Chinese poem that, that the workday starts with sunrise and rest at sunset. And in the seventh month, the sun is hot as fire. And in the ninth month, you started to make clothes for the cold weather. These were the lunar months, by the way.
一直到今天,
Until this day.
日复一日的劳苦。
And day after day, we toil and labor.
而圣经里面有一个特别流浪、特别的流浪的民族，就是以色列。
And there's a very special wandering nation, wandering people in the Bible. That is the nation of Israel.
上帝呼召以色列的先祖亚伯兰。
And God called their father Abram.
他就从繁华的乌尔出来。
And he departed from the prosperous city of Ur,
开始过一个聚集流浪、居无定所的生活。
And has become a life of a nomad, a life without a fixed place to live.
而带领以色列出埃及的英雄摩西。
And their national hero, who led them out of Egypt. Their prophet Moses.
他花了半辈子的时间在旷野里流浪。
He also spent half of his lifetime in the desert wandering.
所以他在旷野里面写下这样的诗句。
And then he wrote down these poems in the desert.
他说：“我们生长如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。”我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
And he said, that we are like grass that is renewed in the morning, and in the morning it flourishes and is renewed, in the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath, we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence, for all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh.
还有以色列的君王大卫。
And also we know the king of Israel, King David.
以色列历代的士师和先知。
And all the judges and prophets through their generations after generations.
圣经说他们在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。
And the Bible says of them that they were wandering about in the deserts, in the mountains, in the dens and caves, and they are the people who are this world is not worthy of.
所以，亲爱的朋友
，So dear friends，
你们是不是认识到，如果没有回到上帝的面前，我们生命的真实状态只不过是在流浪
？Do you realize that if we don't return to God, the true status of our lives is really just wandering？
我们在一个一个爱人中间流浪
，We wander from maybe one lover to another。
我们在一个一个思想中间流浪
，From one thought to another。
我们在一个一个寄居之地流浪
，and from one place of one living place to another，
甚至我们在一个一个教会当中流浪
，and we may even wander from one church to another。
而最可怕的流浪
，but the most dreadful wandering，
就是离开上帝的同在，在罪的荒原里面流浪
，is wandering in the desert of sin without God。
我们在眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲当中流浪。
And we wander in the lusts of our eyes, desires and our pride.
我们想要赢过别人。
We want to win over others.
唯独不能胜过的是我们里面灵魂里的征战。
But we cannot.The one thing you cannot win is this struggle inside your soul.
我们的心里没有平安。
that we, our hearts do not have peace.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹和我们
So brothers and sisters,
圣诞节的第一个意义就是上帝流浪到这个世界成为一个婴孩。
The first meaning of Christmas, that God has wandered to this earth and became a child.
为了让我们不再流浪。
So that we can stop our wandering.
这位马槽中的婴孩。
This baby in the manger.
他本有上帝的形象。
He had the image of God.
他是太初的道。
He is the word in the beginning.
他是宇宙的君王。
He is the king of the universe.
他却隐藏自己的荣耀
But he has hidden his glory.
离开了从亘古以来无时无刻的和他亲密同在的父神
And he has departed from the Father whom he was with every moment ever since time began.
降生在马槽里面
He was born in a manger.
用布包着
And wrapped in a swaddling cloth.
这位流浪的上帝
This wandering God.
是为了要结束我们的流浪
came to stop our wandering.
所以约翰福音里面一开篇就这样讲
So that's why the, at the very beginning of the Gospel of John, the Bible says,
太初有道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝，这道太初与上帝同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
就是这位道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。
And this Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and full of grace and full of truth.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to his own place, but His own people were not willing to receive him.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
But for those who do receive him, he will give them the power and privilege to become the children of God.
所以这是我们要思想的这个记号的第一个意义。
So that's why this is one first meaning that we wanted to meditate upon.
第二
Secondly,
这是一个等待的记号
And this sign is also a sign of waiting.
当亚当和夏娃受到蛇的引诱，犯罪离开上帝的面，上帝就定义要拯救他们。
When Adam and Eve disobeyed God and departed from God, God had determined to save them.
他向亚当和夏娃应许，要他们等待一个后裔。
He promised Adam and Eve that they should wait for an offspring,
就是女人的后裔。
The offspring of woman.
这位后裔将是他们的希望。
And this offspring is their hope.
在创世纪的三章十五节。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15,
上帝应许道：“我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇。”你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
God said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
这是对蛇的审判，也是对人的应许。
This is a judgment upon the serpent, but also a promise to mankind.
从此，人类就开始在流浪当中等待。
And then, since then, humanity has been waiting in their wandering.
并且世世代代把孩子当成自己的希望。
And through their generations, they have put their hope on their children, on their offspring.
亚当和夏娃所生的第一个孩子叫做该隐。
And the first child of Adam and Eve, they give.Him name Cain,
意思是得到了
and the meaning of Cain means they received it.
亚当和夏娃以为他们得到了上帝的应许。
They thought they have gotten the promise of God.
没有想到这个孩子不但不是他们的拯救，还杀害了自己的弟弟。
But little did they know that not only did this child did not become their salvation, but he actually killed his brother. And he became the first murderer in the human history. And this story has been repeated generations after generations.
在等待这个女人后裔的漫长的历史当中,
but through this long history of waiting,
上帝特别向以色列民族应许说他们要继续的等待这个孩子。
And God has asked his people, the Israelites, to continue to wait for this child.
上帝和亚伯拉罕立约,
and God made a covenant with Abraham.
在创世纪的17章第4节, 那里说, 我与你立约, 你要做多国的父, 从此以后, 你的名不再叫亚伯兰, 要叫做亚伯拉罕, 因为我已立你做多国的父, 我必使你的后裔极其繁多, 国度从你而立, 君王从你而出。 后来上帝又应许道, 他要得着仇敌的城门。
And God promised Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, verse 4 through 7, Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you.
所以从此以后, 以色列民族, 也就在世世代代的等待的这位君王的诞生。
And ever since then, the Israelites were also waiting for this king, for this offering, offspring through their generations of people.
这个信心的民族就是在这样一个漫长的历史当中因着信来承受这个应许。
And this nation of faith has received and been waiting for this promise through their long history.
希伯来书的第11章里面记载说, 因着信连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数还能够怀孕, 因他以为那应许他的是可信的, 所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙, 如同天上的星那样的众多, 海边的沙那样的无数。
And book of Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible says, by faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants, as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore.
所以亚伯拉罕就因着信被试验的时候把以撒献上, 这便是那欢喜领受应许的, 将自己独生的儿子献上。
And verse 17, By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom he was said, Through Isaac shall your offspring be named.
因为即便是这一位因着信从那仿佛已死的撒拉的子宫当中诞生的以撒仍然不是那位真正的应许之子。
Because through faith, even this son that Abraham received from the womb of Sarah was not the one that God has promised.
而是将来真正的将要诞生的那位婴孩的影子。
But he's only just a sign, a shadow of that of the true child that is to come.
所以圣经里面说，这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
So that's why the Bible says all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised.
一直等到耶稣基督借着圣灵感孕, 在童贞女玛利亚的子宫里取得人性的时候, 这个千年的等待终于实现了。
And the wait was the promise was realized until that Mary, Virgin Mary, was conceived by the Holy Spirit and conceived a son.
我从前读圣经，一直想不明白一件事情。
So earlier when I was reading the Bible, there was one thing that I did not understand.
为什么耶稣基督说，凡妇人所生的，没有一个大过施洗约翰，然而神国里最小的却比他还大。
Why the Bible says that of all those who were born of women, no one was greater than the John the Baptist. But in the kingdom of heaven, even the smallest was greater than him.
答案就是,
the answer is,
他就是第一个见到这个应许之子的旧约的先知。
Because he was the first Old Testament prophet who witnessed the fulfillment of this promise.
所以当他还在他的母亲伊丽莎白的肚子里的时候，他听到了玛利亚的问安，他就在他的妈妈的肚子里欢喜跳动。
And even when he was in the womb of his mother Elizabeth, when he heard the greetings from Mary, and he rejoiced there in the womb.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们对下一代的寄托和盼望
，our hope and our expectations of our children,
唯有在福音里能够找到真正的答案。
Can only be realized in gospel.
我们每一个父母也都和亚当一样。
All our parents are like Adam.
把希望寄托在自己的孩子身上。
We put our hope in our children.
我们在中国望子成龙，望女成凤。
In China, we all hope our children will become great.
来了美国，仍然是望子成龙。望女成凤
And we carry that hope here to America.
我们在亚当里的性情
this disposition in Adam,
让我们误以为我们的孩子就是我们的弥赛亚
made us believe that maybe our children is the Messiah.
而我们的孩子也注定担不起这样沉重的期待。
But our children, they cannot carry an expectation that is this heavy. They may go to many schools to study. They may learn many skills. But they are just like us. They are wandering in the desert of sin. Generation after generation,
离开天父上帝的面,
we depart from the face of God.
而我们在地上的父母子女,
but our parents and our children on the earth,
也彼此的疏离,
were estranged.
彼此为仇,
we sometimes make enemies of one another.
有人说，中国的文化是一种杀子的文化。而西方的文化是一种杀父的文化。
Someone says the Chinese culture is the how should I put it? Is a culture of child killing, and the culture of the Western civilization is the culture of parent killing.
或许这句话有一些极端。
Maybe this is somewhat extreme.
但也有它的道理所在。
There's some meaning in it.
而我们的下一代却很不幸。
But our next generation is unfortunate.
在这两种文化的夹缝当中无所适从。
Because they are stuck between these two cultures and they don't know what to do.
而只有在福音里面。
But only in gospel.
在这位道成肉身的救主身上。
And on this a savior who became flesh.
才有真正的拯救。
Can come true salvation for us.
所以我们就看到第三点。
So now we turn to my third point.
圣诞节是一个拯救的记号。
The Christmas is a sign of salvation.
这个不一样的婴孩包着布，躺在最卑微的马槽当中，这是一个拯救的记号。
And this baby in swaddling clouds lying in a manger is a sign of salvation.
就如同我们刚才读到的经文，在以赛亚书的第九章第六节。
Just as we were just reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6.
有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这位应许当中的孩子
and this child of promise,
还没有降生的时候
even before he was born,
天使就向玛利亚的丈夫约瑟显现。
And an angel appeared to Joseph, Mary's husband.
因为当时玛利亚从圣灵感孕，而约瑟并不知情，他想要暗暗的把她休了。
And because Mary was conceived from the Holy Spirit of a child, but Joseph didn't know about this, so he wanted to just divorce her in private.
这件事情记载在马太福音的一章二十节。
This was recorded in the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 20.
天使向约瑟说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。”
The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
在耶稣基督降生不久,
and not long after the birth of Jesus,
圣灵又感动了。耶路撒冷的一个平信徒叫做西面。
And the Spirit also touched upon a common believer, his name is Simeon, in Jerusalem.
西面来给上耶路撒冷的小耶稣一家祝福。
And Simeon blessed this baby Jesus and his family.
在路加福音的二章三十四到三十五节。
And in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 34 through 35.
西面对玛利亚说，这孩子贝利是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Simeon said to Mary, Jesus' mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.
每一个孩子的出生都寄托着父母很大的期待。
The birth of every child carries a lot of expectations from their parents.
而每我们从小到大成长的过程当中心里也在期待自己的成功。
And as we grow up through the years of our childhood, we also are expecting our own success.
中国有句话说，儿须成名九须罪。
There's a Chinese saying that the son needs to succeed, and if you drink, you need till you're drunk.
我们常常在心里盘算，我还有多少的年岁，还能够达到什么样的高度。
And then we often ponder in our hearts and through how many years and for how many years until we achieve what kind of height in our career.
但是这位马槽里的婴孩
，But this baby in the manger，
他来是要用他的流浪来结束我们的流浪。
But he came so that we can.So his wandering can stop our wandering.
他为我们行出我们行不出来的公义。
He has carried out the righteousness that we ourselves cannot.
他为我们活出我们活不出来的上帝的爱。
And he lived out God's love that we ourselves cannot live out.
他的出生
his birth,
是为了用他的死来拯救我们脱离罪恶和死亡。
His birth is so that he can die for us and save us from, redeem us from sin and death.
他拯救我们的方式却不是用武力的征服，而是用他在十字架上的牺牲。
And his way of salvation is not through a powerful or military means, but through his humility, through his weakness.
在先知以赛亚的口中这样子记载，在以赛亚书53:1，先知以赛亚说：“我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？”他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Prophet Isaiah said in the book of Isaiah 53, "Who has believed what he has heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form of or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed."
这位流浪的上帝
and this wandering God,
成了马槽中的婴孩
who became a baby in a manger,
用一种颠覆我们想象的方式来拯救我们
and he has saved us through a truly radical and subversive means.
耶稣基督自己说，因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And even Jesus said himself that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and even to give his life as a ransom for many.
所以，保罗在他很著名的经文里面，就这样子来歌颂我们的这位救主。
So Paul has praised this Savior in his famous verses.
在腓立比书2:6。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 6.
保罗说，基督本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以，上帝将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地下的，叫因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Paul said of Christ Jesus that he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in the heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
brothers, sisters,
我们忙忙碌碌, 一辈子很快就这样过去了。
We, our busy lives passed, passes really quickly.
而这位流浪的上帝却要把平安、公义和救赎带给我们。
But this God wants to give us a peace, want to give us righteousness, they want to give us salvation.
我们在他里面得到的好处超过这个世界能给的。
And the benefits we receive in him far exceed anything that you can receive from this world.
他在十字架上所流的血洒去了我们良心当中的亏欠。
And the blood he shed on the cross has cleansed all the shortcomings of in our conscience.
我们可以在他的义行上面称义。
And then we can call claim righteousness upon his righteousness.
可以坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座的面前。
And we can come boldly before his throne of mercy.
得恩惠，蒙连续。做我们随时的帮助。
And we can receive grace and receive mercy in our time of need.
我们在基督的里面还可以胜过那罪恶的权势。
And in Jesus we can overcome the power of evil.
恢复上帝造我们那荣耀的样子。
And can be restored into the glorious form that God has made us in.
活出基督里面那真正的圣洁。
And we can live out the true holiness in Jesus.
我们在基督里面得到儿子的名分。
And he's just in Jesus, we are adopted as sons and daughters of God.
就是将来要承受万有的应许。
Who will receive the inheritance that God has promised us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
愿上帝所赐出人意外的平安在耶稣基督里面保守你们的心怀意念。
May the God of peace, can truly guard our hearts and give us peace in him.
如果我们当中已经跟随耶稣基督的门徒，务要仰望这位为我们的信心创始成终的主。
And therefore, those of us who have received Jesus as our Savior, we should look to him as the author and perfecter of our faith.
圣经殷切地嘱咐我们说
The Bible has exhorted us like this.
在希伯来书第十二章第十四节
In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14
你们要追求与众人和睦并要追求圣洁非圣洁没有人能见主
Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
第十三章，你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心。
Let brotherly love continue.
不可忘记用爱心接待客旅。
And do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers.
因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。
For thereby some have entertained angels unawares.
你们要纪念被捆绑的人。
And remember those who are in prison.
好像与他们同受捆绑。
As though in prison with them.
也要纪念遭苦害的人
and those who are mistreated,
想到自己也在肉身之内
since you are also in the body.
而我们当中如果你还没有真的来到我们这位救主面前的慕道的朋友
and for the seekers among us who have not accepted Jesus
上帝呼召你们用悔改来回应
And God has called you to repent as your response.
耶稣对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。约翰福音八章十二节。
And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
是的。上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Indeed, God has so loved the world that has given us his one and only Son, so that whoever receives him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
上帝应许说，凡接待他的人，他就赐他们权柄， 做他的儿女。
And God has promised that those who receive him, he will give them power to be called the children of God.
所以在这一个纪念这位圣婴降生的平安夜。
So at this night when we celebrate and remember the Lord's birth.
也是一个向所有见到这位圣婴的人发出来的一个呼吁。
It's also a calling for all of us.
悔改吧。
Repent.
来到他的面前。
Come before him.
享受基督里面真正的平安。
And enjoy the true peace in him.
我们一同低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝
Holy Father,
我们感谢你
We thank you,
赐下你的儿子耶稣
for giving us your son Jesus.
我们的主耶稣我们谢谢你为我们降卑舍己成了人的样子
Lord Jesus, we thank you for humbling yourself and become in a form of man.
用你的流浪来结束我们的流浪
so that your wandering stopped.Our wandering.
用你的受死来换取我们的得生。
Your death has earned our life.
求你今天帮助我们。
Help us.
这位马槽当中的圣婴，求你与我们同在。
Be with us, with this baby in the manger.
我们如此在你面前仰望祷告，奉靠我们救主耶稣基督。得胜的名
and we, so we hope and pray in the name of our Lord himself.